This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of people marched in Sacramento, California last night protesting a county DA's decision not to charge two police officers involved in the fatal shooting of a black man last March. Over 80 people arrested by police last night. Officers in the case had said they believed Stephon Clark had a gun in his hand when they shot him in his grandmother's backyard. No weapon was ever found. It's believed he was holding a cell phone.
Our hearts go out to everyone affected by the devastating storms.
That's President Trump speaking about the storms that hit the Deep South on Sunday, killing 23 people in Lee County, Alabama, where more people are missing and the searching will resume this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn, it's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for, and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
More investigations into President Trump and his associates. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Democrats requesting more and more documents from President Trump. He says he'll gladly comply with this request. Here's the president.
You're going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion. It's all a hoax. You're going to learn about that as you grow older. It's a political hoax.
The president facing his first veto over his declaration of a national emergency to build a wall on the southern border. The House passing a resolution blocking the order. The Senate expected to do the same. And now it looks like President Trump will then make good on his veto threat. An HIV-positive man's the second known person to be cleared of the AIDS virus. They say he's a man from London who's been virus-free for 3 years after receiving a bone marrow transplant from an HIV-resistant donor. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A pro wrestling legend has passed away, King Kong Bundy, a New Jersey native whose real name was Christopher Pelez, wrestled for what was then known as the WWF in the 1980s and 90s. He met with opponents like Hulk Hogan in the ring. He died on Monday. King Kong Bundy, or Christopher Pelez, was 61. Today is Fat Tuesday, a big celebration, of course, in New Orleans, but that means Lent begins tomorrow. It will be Ash Wednesday for Catholics, and in what may be a sign of the busy lifestyle of many Americans, a church in Bakersfield, California, is offering what they're calling Ashes to Go tomorrow. USA Radio's John Clemens with more.
Ash Wednesday opens Lent, a season of fasting and prayer leading up to Easter Sunday that falls on April 21st for 2019. Ash Wednesday comes from the ancient Jewish observance of paying penance. Officials at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Bakersfield, California say they understand the constraints of time many Americans live under. So Pastor Don Wilder will be on the street administering what are called ashes to go to the public.
And the last Chevy Cruze will roll off the assembly line in Lordstown, Ohio tomorrow. In November, General Motors announced it was closing the plant that had opened there back in 1966. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barn.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Well, in case you didn't notice, you know, the Democrats, none too happy about the 2016 election. And, of course, you know, the windmills are turning. They're playing Don Quixote as they continue to chase these windmills and fight a fight that they say represents a number of Americans who want them to look into everything that is Trump. Because somehow, you know, it's been so easy for the Democrats along the way to invalidate speech, to invalidate anybody that disagrees with them. And, of course, Donald Trump is the king linchpin that they're targeting. CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative, Steve Cortez is with us. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, the Dems are lined up. They're licking their chops. Jerry Nadler, he was all over Sunday TV. You've got the likes of Elijah Cummings, Adam Schiff. Schiff has been insisting forever, as he smiles with that gleeful grin as if he knows something that nobody else knows, and he's been the only one to know it for the last 2 years, says that, you know, the president is done. Put a fork in him.
You know, look, it's absurd, of course, and particularly this recent news about Nadler just absolutely spraying anyone involved with Trump with subpoenas. That's not the way subpoenas are supposed to operate. You're supposed to subpoena somebody if you have reasonable suspicion or evidence that they will have something valuable to tell you. It's not supposed to be a giant fishing expedition. And what we see right now is a fishing expedition that's all about politics. And the politics stinks worse than fish, by the way, because what I think it's really about, Bill, and, you know, I think you touched on this, is it's about two things. Number one, they have never gotten over 2016. They still cannot believe that they lost that election because voters simply made a choice in favor of the Trump vision and against the Hillary Clinton cabal. And they have still, when I say they, I mean House Democrats, I mean the media, I mean the Washington establishment, has still not gotten over that. But then secondly, and maybe this is even more important present day, is I think that they realize that they're going to lose again in 2020. I think they know that, number one, the president, his record has been incredibly impressive over these last 2 years. His polls are starting to improve pretty dramatically, particularly among independents, which will be key for the 2020 election. And I think on their side, on that's the positive side, on sort of the negative side, I think they're coming to the realization that, frankly, they don't have a very good horse in the race. Their stable of candidates so far is dreadful and is lurching ever further left, which might earn one of them, well, you know, eventually will earn one of them the Democratic nomination, but will probably also make sure that whoever that nominee is cannot win the general election in 2020. So given all of that, I think that their real goal here is to delegitimize the president to the extent that they can engage in impeachment proceedings because they know they are not going to beat them at the ballot box. So they're going to try through investigations to at least delegitimize the president, if not actually remove him. I really think, I hate to be that cynical, Bill, but I really think that's the reality.
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, all roads lead to impeachment here. I mean, Nancy Pelosi may be trying to contain it. You know, Adam Schiff and Nadler, I mean, you know, they're just saying, hey, look, the road leads to impeachment. I mean, they may not have it now, but they're going to be relentless to this end. But meanwhile, as they continue on this, after 2 years with Mueller, $30 million plus of the people's money, what do we have? And all this seems to be ramping up because there's anticipation, Steve, that the Mueller report is not going to give them what they expected.
Right. No, and none of us know for certain, of course, but I think that's exactly right. It certainly is the emerging consensus, even among the detractors of the president, is that the Mueller report is not going to be the bombshell that they were hoping for. So given that, what do they do? Well, what they're doing is they're taking a supposed narrative that at first had to do with Russians, right, with complicity with Russia, either during the campaign, leading up to the 2016 election, I should say. So complicity with Russia was the original supposed cause of all of this investigative nonsense, whether it's the Mueller probe or stuff going on Capitol Hill. Since that road has led nowhere for the Democrats because it simply didn't happen. It's a collusion delusion. Mm. Now they've pivoted and they're saying, we're going to look into every aspect of Donald Trump's life, including his life before he ever even got into politics. And we're
exactly.
going to find something
right.
somewhere. And here's the problem with that, Bill, is that in the federal code, and you know, this is sort of a bigger philosophical point, really, but it's important for today's politics. The federal code is so vast and so all-encompassing that if you put a fine enough microscope on almost anyone's life, you can probably find at least a minute violation.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly a life as complicated as Donald Trump's with the business empire that he built. So it's completely unfair and complete politically motivated nonsense to say that we have the right to, again, an investigation in search of a crime. That's
right.
That's a backward premise. It's not the way things are supposed to operate in America, right? We're supposed to have a crime,
right.
And then we look for, and then we investigate how this crime happened, and we do an investigation. In this case, it's all been backwards. We are going to focus a lens on this man until we find something.
Exactly.
And we can try to hang our hat on for impeachment.
Well, the very thing that Hillary cautioned about, that, you know, we don't do this. This isn't a third world country. Well, guess what? It's exactly what they're doing. They stepped over legitimate crimes in the Hillary camp in order to go after this Russian delusion, as you say. And, you know, this thing is endless. I mean, it's like, look, if you really want to know the truth, and it seems that the focal point is Julian Assange, why not give him immunity and bring him in and, you know, let's talk and get down to the nitty gritty here.
Right. No, listen, I agree. And, you know, for instance, looking at the Cohen testimony, regarding Julian Assange.
I was going to bring that up. Go ahead. Good. This is
okay.
Good. Yes.
Well, let's say he was actually telling the truth on this point. And, you know, I think he's a liar. I think he's disreputable. But, you know, I'm sure some of the things he said in that, you know, marathon testimony were true.
Mm.
But let's say that he was actually accurate when he said that Roger Stone called the president and tipped him off that, hey, they're going to have leaks out of WikiLeaks regarding Hillary Clinton. Now, you know, Roger Stone denies that. The president denies that. I certainly believe the president. But for the sake of a hypothetical, let's say it actually happened. Well, so what? I mean, so the president got a rumor from a supporter that
right.
some leaks are going to come from somebody he's never met, you know, and from emails that he didn't hack, that he had no part in obtaining. I mean, you know, where's the crime here? Where's and not even just crime, like where's something even unethical? I mean, a supporter tells you, hey, some dirt's going to come out about your opponent. You say, oh, great.
Yeah,
is
right.
that even, you know, tell me where the ethical or legal breakdown is here.
Right.
That implicates the president. I just don't see it.
And you know Roger Stone. Roger Stone, like the president, and why the president likes him so much, deals in the realm of hyperbole. And I can only imagine that conversation and what he would have said and how he would have communicated that possibility. You know, because that's just the way Roger Stone is, and you know him better than I do.
Right. No, exactly. And look, and I'm not here to defend Roger Stone either.
No,
he's an interesting guy, but
yes.
he's flamboyant. He's, you know, he's obviously very controversial. Look, Roger Stone didn't win this election for Donald Trump, right?
Right.
Donald Trump won this election with a vision that spoke to the American people, particularly the forgotten middle class,
right,
working class American men and women who had been left behind by a crony system that was dominated by both Republicans and Democrats for their benefit to the detriment of the working masses of this country. Donald Trump saw that anxiety. He spoke to it with solutions. And by the way, best of all, Bill, he's now delivering on those solutions.
Exactly.
Here's the amazing thing, and I think it's one of the reasons, again, that they're so motivated against the president. He's a politician unlike any other in so many ways, but perhaps in the best way is the fact that he's actually delivering on his campaign promises. And I think they almost can't believe it.
Now, that really upsets them, because you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to do that sort of thing, that's for sure.
Mentioned things he said.
Exactly. Steve Cortez is with us. Our conversation continues on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter Fabric Softener? Oh, the limited fresh kind. And French Vanilla Non-Dairy Creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program,
your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, this is becoming America's theme song. You know, a comeback is what we've been experiencing under our president, Donald Trump. CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative, Steve Cortez is here, and we're getting some inside skinny. Steve, help me understand here, with all the controversy about these alleged emails that happened on one side, on the GOP side with Donald Trump, but yet we've got all these other emails that were flying around, emails that were still missing from Hillary Clinton, emails that were exposed in Luke Ruzziak's and Ken Miniter's book, talking about Imran Aron, who was the Pakistani IT guy working with 40 Democratic congressmen and women.
Right.
And, you know, this guy's downloading information like crazy. I mean, this wasn't a simple little email to somebody. I mean, we're talking millions of megabits of information that went out on his hands, and the irresponsibility of the Democrats to let someone in the inside like this. Barack Obama using a false name, a pseudonym, in order to access, you know, Hillary Clinton's email system. So he knew that her system was flawed. It was off the rails. It was, you know, on her own plantation, so to speak. And, you know, I mean, it just at every turn, John Podesta, he doesn't even know how to come up with the right password to protect the information. They get hacked, and somehow they're trying to blame the GOP for their own incompetence. This is unbelievable.
Right. Well, no, and that's part of the paradox here, isn't it? Is that the things they're falsely accusing Trump of are some of the very things they
did. Exactly. Yes.
You know, and I guess you sometimes see this in the world, in this fallen world, right? If you're guilty of something and you don't want to admit it, well, accuse someone else of the exact same crime, right?
It's called projection. Yes.
Right. And unfortunately, though, we're seeing that projection in our political arena right now because, no, listen, I agree. Like, you know who really needs to get investigated? It's the Obama DOJ.
Exactly.
It's McCabe and Strzok and Page and Comey and Clapper and Brennan. You know, all of these people are the ones who actually committed crimes. You know, I, in the best case scenario, had ethical lapses. And in the worst case scenario, which I happen to believe, actually committed crimes against the United States. And at least so far, they paid very little in the way of a penalty. You know, some of them have been fired, not all. Bruce Orr is still in the Department of Justice, which I find mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, others have been at least fired, but has there been any real justice, you know, for the Obama Justice Department, which was really misnamed because of the way that they acted? So I think you're exactly right. If we were being just and honest, we'd be shining a light on the abuses of that DOJ. And in particular, and you mentioned some of the terrible abuses related to that IT guy on the Hill, Hillary Clinton and her private server, all of that. But to me, the worst abuses actually were when the Obama DOJ decided to take a partisan trash dossier and weaponize it and use the national security apparatuses of the United States that are supposed to protect the people from imminent dangers from terrible foreigners. And instead, they used that apparatus to spy on an opposition campaign, the Trump campaign, and then once he won, to try to delegitimize the incoming presidency during the transition. That is as close to treason as I can determine in modern American history by high-ranking government officials. I mean, well, truly, and I don't use that word flippantly, but it's treason.
Right. Well, Steve, this just goes to show you just how deep the deep state is, and that, you know, Barack Obama himself is protected. I mean, his fingerprints, his directives are all over this whole thing. But meanwhile, you know, there's nothing here. You know, we're being Jedi'd here, you know, and told to go and pursue Donald Trump. But meanwhile, the perpetrators and the criminals are with Barack Obama, including the president. And I mean, that's very dangerous to say And it's hurtful for me as a citizen, as someone who loves this country, to say, look at, we've got major problems in our government. Call it the deep state, call it what you want, but corruption is running rampant. We saw it with Lois Lerner and the IRS. I mean, you go by every one of the three initial agencies that were in the Barack Obama administration. And they're dirty, Steve. I don't know how to clean it up other than some kind of mess, you know, clean up on aisle 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 and keep counting.
Right. Well, listen, I don't envy the job of Bill Barr, the new attorney general, because he's got a heck of a task in front of him. You know, number one, he's got to obviously handle the finality of this Mueller probe, right? Because the report is presented to him, not to the Congress first, not to the public, but to him. And he has to decide, you know, what should be made public and how transparent that report should be. So that's a tough task. I would argue, honestly, for more transparency than less. I want the facts out there.
Exactly.
I think they're going to largely exonerate the president, if not completely exonerate him. Right. But then number two, I do think at last, because Sessions was just absolutely asleep at the wheel, Whitaker was just a caretaker who couldn't do very much. It's at last time, it's finally time to look at the Obama DOJ. And that's not easy, though, for a sitting attorney general to look at his predecessor, to look at Eric Holder and all of his chieftains within the DOJ and FBI and decide, you know, what deserves investigation and ultimately what deserves prosecution. I think there's a lot there. I think it's important for our country that we do so. But it's not an easy process. And so I hope and pray literally that he will be wise and judicious and just. And he's got a heck of a task in front of him. We really haven't had an attorney general yet in this presidency. We're about to get one, and I hope he's up to the task.
I'm with you on that. I'm hopeful. There's plenty of room for pessimism, and we understand why. Steve, what about voter integrity and voter fraud? Is there going to be any look-see into, you know, really sealing up the issues of voter fraud that occurred across the country in 2018, have been going on for decades, and they seem to be ignored? I'd only hope that maybe part of the report that the Mueller investigation would look at is voter integrity, because when you consider, you know, Russian collusion, I mean, you had all kinds of other collusion going on. You even had, you know, the Democratic Party collusion that you brought up earlier, but that's overlooked. And, you know, it's like, are we really serious about, you know, making sure that our elections are fair?
Right. Well, I sure hope so. Somehow, and the Democrats have been very, very skillful on this. When I say skillful from an evil perspective, they've been skillful at painting any investigation into voter fraud as being somehow overtly or you know, implicitly racist.
Right.
That is the actual aim, that we're trying to disenfranchise minority voters. Hillary Clinton, for instance, just either yesterday or the day before, but this week regardless, said that she lost Wisconsin because voters of color were turned away. I mean, I don't know where she came up with that ridiculous fairy tale. Right. She lost Wisconsin because she didn't go there for one.
Right. She didn't show up.
She didn't convince the people of Wisconsin that she had the best interest at heart. It wasn't because people of color were turned away. So they've done a good job, though, unfortunately, of really poisoning any effort to look into voter fraud, because we all know voter fraud is real. Now, how widespread is it? Quite frankly, I don't know. I don't think anybody has a real answer. But it's something that certainly should be looked into. And unfortunately, like I said, it's become almost this third rail that's hard to touch because you're immediately accused of being a racist. But you know, regardless, look, I'm born and raised in Chicago, so you know I know a lot about voter fraud.
So you know about the cemetery vote.
Right. It's unfortunately a tradition in this city. But I would say this, in sort of Chicago's defense, and to unfortunately criticize your hometown a little bit, Chicago, actually, I think, is largely a cleanup act in that regard. I think the worst place in America for voter fraud now is Florida.
Yeah, right.
You know, and particularly Fort Lauderdale area. So I think Florida, which, and of course, Florida is so often the swing state that matters most in national elections. It's even more important, you know, even if Chicago is cooking the books a little bit, it doesn't matter a whole lot. The state is blue as Illinois in the national election.
In
the national election, Florida's voter integrity is critical for the country. So I
think without a doubt,
DeSantis will be aggressive about that there.
Well, as we wrap things up real quick, your evaluation, we got about 30 seconds of North Korea. What's your read there?
You know, look, glad the president walked. Better to walk than no deal. But here's the great news. He's not launching missiles right now. We're in a very different place there than we were just a few years ago. A lot of progress has been made. A lot of work still to do.
Well, and that's perfectly stated. And, of course, the media, the mainstream media that carries the water and is the propaganda machine for the Democrats, are just trying to, you know, make anything they can possibly make that would be antithetical and hurtful to the president. They're gonna report on it. But, yes, I agree. No missiles, that's a good sign. And the conversation continues between the two of them. Steve Cortez, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Steve.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of people marched in Sacramento, California last night protesting a county DA's decision not to charge two police officers involved in the fatal shooting of a black man last March. Over 80 people arrested by police last night. Officers in the case had said they believed Stephon Clark had a gun in his hand when they shot him in his grandmother's backyard. No weapon was ever found. It's believed he was holding a cell phone.
Our hearts go out to everyone affected by the devastating storms.
That's President Trump speaking about the storms that hit the Deep South on Sunday, killing 23 people in Lee County, Alabama, where more people are missing and the searching will resume this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, Sway Lodge is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Rachel Bavard, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute, joins us to talk about, Senate Democrats made real clear last week. They confirmed their party is now for unrestricted, unregulated, and unlimited abortion. Rachel, I'll tell you, you know, they have always been, the Democrats, the party of abortion, and now they're pulling out all stops.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and it was made very plain last Monday when the Senate voted on a bill that would have said, look, if a baby survives an abortion, so not an unborn child, a baby who has kicked and screamed its way into the world, that baby deserves medical attention from a physician, no more, no less than any other infant would get. That was what was on the Senate floor last week. 44 Senate Democrats voted against that basic fundamental principle, and we now have them on the record as being the party of pro-infanticide, which is something even I didn't think that they were willing to do, but apparently they are.
Well, Kermit Gosnell, when he was given his sentence at his trial after being convicted for three murders of babies just like this who survived an abortion and that were murdered on the table afterwards, said, I'm innocent. It's just a matter of time before you realize this. Well, the time has come, and this is shocking.
No, it is shocking, simply because we've always suspected it, but now it was made plain. And to hear the excuses they gave for why they took this vote, I think, are educational for the rest of America about what these terms really mean. They hide behind these smoke screens of, quote-unquote, women's health or reproductive rights, or say, oh, well, late-term abortions are very rare. Well, first of all, a baby who has kicked and screamed its way into the world has nothing to do with women's health. That is a separate life that deserves medical attention. Second, that bill had nothing to do with restricting abortion or regulating its methods. It left the specifics of care up to the physician. It protected the women that were involved. It had nothing to do with abortion at all. And then finally, late-term abortions, again, this has nothing to do with what the bill was about. Mm. It's about babies who were born. But on that point, I would even say late-term abortions are not rare.
No.
There were 5,000 of them last year alone. So these are not rare instances. They have actually the pro-choice Guttmacher Institute put out a report saying that women don't actually seek late-term abortions for fetal anomaly or health of the mother. They seek them for convenience.
Exactly. That's what it comes down to. I mean, the whole idea, what Guttmacher had reported previously, is that about 1% of the abortions in America are those abortions that was the wedge issue when Roe v. Wade was debated in the Supreme Court. And that was that in the case of danger to the mother, a rape or incest, that was the main wedge issue. And Guttmacher says that represents about 1% of the abortions. So you're looking at 98%, 99% of the abortions because, wrong sex now, wrong hookup. It's not convenient for me to have a child right now. All these other excuses that has become the altar of convenience for this mass genocide of 60 million plus babies in our country. That there's just no getting around this, Rachel. We're responsible for this.
No, we absolutely are. And you know, I think that arguments that the pro-life movement has been making for decades are finally coming to fruition, which is always to say, look, you open this door, it's a slippery slope into, you know, designer babies and, you know, self-selection on any number of criteria. And we're seeing this. I think that's the scary part. We know what these worlds look like. In Iceland, they have eliminated Down syndrome babies. And you want to know how they eliminated them? They killed them completely.
Right.
And this is exactly, you know, what we're allowing in the United States when we have these votes, when Democrats say, hey, look, I'm pro-infanticide for any, you know, we don't want this baby to have a hard life. Well, what defines that?
Exactly.
Because I have a Down syndrome brother. If we were in Iceland, he wouldn't exist. And I find that reality shocking and horrifying.
Well, and for families, I will say, who are blessed, and I say it as a blessing, and you know this, Rachel, to have a Down syndrome family member. They are so pure and honest and special, and the family and the culture is deprived of that. Even in America, though, you know what I think I was reading this the other day, almost 69% of pregnancies that have an indication of a Down syndrome child, that pregnancy is aborted. That child is aborted. And that's here in the United States. We're not to the point where, as you mentioned, that we're at 100%, but 69%. Are you kidding me? This is a huge number.
Right. And it's a horrifying concept, not just for those precious lives, but I think it speaks to the trend our society and our culture is going toward, which is that, you know, we get to decide what constitutes an appropriate way to live or an appropriate life or, you know, all these things. And again, it's a fundamental difference, honestly, between conservatives and liberals. Liberals say the government must regulate suffering out of existence, where conservatives say the purity of life and the reward of life is an overcoming struggle and respecting our differences.
Exactly. And who are you? And who are they to determine less than? See, this is you talk about the slippery slope. This is Germany all over again. When you start looking at people, I mean, we do this recklessly in our rhetoric in the public square that just you know, causes me to cringe constantly. The way statements are put out there and how people are pitted against one another. And we have this idea of we got the more thans and less thans. Bill Maher makes a stupid statement talking about, you know, the elites of our country and how flyover country looks at them and they're upset because they want to be like them. Well, memo to Bill Maher. No, they don't. They're laughing at you because they think you're an idiot. And they don't want any part of your life. They're very happy living their lives that God has given them. And they are the backbone of this country. And you may laugh and tease at them, but you know what? They're only laughing at you and they feel sorry for you because you think you're so special. But this is the dangerous rhetoric that's out there, because then what happens, Rachel, as you know, then we become expendable.
That's exactly right. And it really is a concerning trend. And I think, you know, that's why these votes are so important in the Senate, because we think about these things, we talk about them, we don't know how real they actually are.
Right.
Until we see our elected representatives say, I know that baby is born. I know that baby could survive. And I'm going to affirmatively say that baby does not deserve care to live a full and healthy life we've just decided that. And that's essentially what this vote was about.
But it's so sympathetic, I mean, to hear the governor of Virginia, because we're just going to offer that child comfort care until the doctor and the mother get together and decide the fate. Is it thumbs up or thumbs down on that child?
Yeah, that's, and it was interesting about Ralph Northam's comment is that he didn't call that baby a fetus. He didn't call it. He called it an infant.
Yes.
Because he knew. He knew it was a baby. He just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, what was so shocking and sparking national outrage about his comments.
Well, also what this opened up to was something that was a bit I say only a bit because the mainstream media, as they love to do when they're caught, is stick their heads in the sand really quick. And that was over the sale of baby parts. And they're allowing for the sale of baby parts now. I mean, the only person that went to jail over the supposed illegal activity of selling baby parts was the whistleblower himself, David DeLeiden. Planned Parenthood, nobody went to jail on that.
That's right. And, you know, that's on the hands of Republicans in Congress. They had the majority for the last 2 years in both houses and a Republican president, and they didn't act on this issue. And so the trafficking in baby body parts is still allowed. You'll recall that the Republican leadership told conservatives, hey, you can have some hearings, but there was no action actually taken. And that's appalling on a lot of parts.
You know, Rachel, to your point, and this really underscores everything here that we're talking about in terms of the Democratic Party now being on record as the party of infanticide. I am shocked, even with people of faith, how many people do not even understand and know the party platform of the Democratic Party. And I'm going to be curious to see their response now that it's front and center and there's no argument about it, right?
That's exactly right. We've got them on the record. They're going to have to defend this or support it as they want to do, but it is very clear where they stand.
Well, Rachel Bavard, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute, has been our guest. Rachel, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we've got a country to save, America. Thank you for joining in 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez live being brought to you by Jeunesse that delivers the goods to help you look young, feel young, and live young. Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner to discover amazing energy, nutrition, and hair and skin care products. Our gift to you. Check it out. Samantha Mal, the Good News Girl, is with us. We're going to be talking viral videos as we do every week. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So you had fun at CPAC over the weekend? A lot of energy over there.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty crazy. I think it's the largest one in attendance. So, you know, I think there's about 10,000 people there. And Trump was there on Saturday. I didn't get to see him. But he gave his longest speech of his presidency, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, he was there. He was firing up the group. Mike Pence, great speakers there, a lot of conservatives. The thing that always impresses me there, Sam, I don't know if this caught your eye. I mean, I'm sure it probably did. How many young people? Lots of young people.
Oh, there was a ton of young people. I did mention that. They were so, and like, very young, like college-age students.
Right.
And excited. Like, well, super excited to be there.
Well, they probably felt like, hey, look, I could be there and nobody's going to punch me in my mouth just because I support Donald Trump, right?
That's right. I did see a girl wearing a MAGA hat, and I told her I liked it, and she said, oh, my gosh, I've never gotten so many compliments. I can actually wear this around and not worry about it, you know, just, like, walking through the convention center and the hotel that's connected. I think it's totally different than maybe the rest of the country when you're walking around not so comfortable to maybe express your political opinion openly. So,
well,
it was a cool event.
Well, I got to tell you, conservatives are beginning to realize what bullying looks like, and political bullying in particular, because this has been going on since the 2016 elections and even the run up to it. Because anybody that supported Trump, you know, whether it was Ann Coulter, you know, getting booed at because she said he's going to be our next president, and others who made the same suggestion or prognostication were, you know, laughed at and teased at. You know, Barack Obama even, you know, said, well, at least I'll go down as president. Well, and maybe he might be more right than not. If there's really some investigation, he may go down as president, and not in a good way, in the way that he was referencing when he dropped it, you know, did his drop the mic moment with the cell phone. Go figure. But anyway, all that set aside. But, you know, like I said, I think conservatives are beginning to realize and appreciate what bullying looks like, because they're getting bullied right now. And along the way, they're also strengthening themselves in realizing, look at, the facts are on their side. You know, kind of like what Jack Nicholson said, you know, is that, you know, you can handle the truth. And conservatives right. do have the truth and empirical evidence and history on their side. So their argument, but they just need to make sure that what they're spouting off are, you know, something more significant than what I call bumper sticker slogans or 8-second sound bites, you know?
Oh, yes, I totally agree. Have a good foundation for why you have your beliefs, you know, and it's okay for people to question them. That just, if you're right, it should just make you able to be stronger, stronger in your beliefs. You know, if somebody questions you, you should be able to defend it and really go into detail with it. So,
well, people are going crazy right now. I mean, there's simple tests, you know, whether, you know, you talk about the low unemployment rate, you know, how much more money people have in their pockets. You know, the end of the year, if you remember, in November, December, the media was talking about, oh, what a bummer it was going to be in the economy and everything. And of course, now we get the numbers. We find out people actually saved more than ever in December because they were told all this bad news. And maybe they thought, OK, well, we better hunker down and get ready here. But I mean, it went off the charts. I mean, the percentage of money that was saved in our country and the economy, you know, all now the reports are in, saying that people are actually getting more money, realizing more money overall in their income tax. They said they would end up getting, you know, less, but it's, I think, 1.3% more. So, you know, you just look in your wallet and realize, hey, I've got more money here. I may not understand Donald Trump. I may not need to understand Donald Trump or his administration, but I'll tell you this. I understand a positive balance in my checkbook. And I'm allowed to do more with my money for my family and my kids. That's a good thing, you know. But
that benefits everybody. It doesn't really matter what your beliefs are, your political affiliation. Everybody likes to have more money in their wallet. So
yeah, anytime we can get less, government, more money. Hey, it's a good thing. Just as long as you can make that happen. And right now, it would appear, even with all the scuttlebutt and all the you know, interference that's taking place in our political process, look at America, it continues to move forward. Speaking of which, let's move forward into these trending, you know, viral videos. This one that you call an absolute miracle, how rescuers find missing California sisters. What happened here?
So Caroline Carrico, who's 5, and her sister Leah, who is 8 years old, they ended up getting lost. They got lost on Friday night at about 6 p.m. is when their parents reported them missing, and they ended up being lost for 44 hours. They had gone on a walk. Their family lives on an 80-acre farm about 200 miles south of San Francisco, and they were wandering around, and, you know, one thing led to another. And it's easy to get lost in the woods. You know, you look, it looks all the same if you get to a certain depth. And fortunately for them, they had taken 4-H classes, which kind of taught them about survival. And so they were drinking the rainwater off of leaves and using their jacket as a blanket. These girls, 5 and 8 years old.
Unbelievable.
And, fortunately, isn't that amazing? They had about
3 days
rescuers out there looking for them.
3 days out in these.
Yeah.
Wow.
It got rescued on Sunday. And it's just, I mean, it's amazing considering, like, the area they were in and you know, it's not the best time of year to be lost out there. And fortunately, they were together. They were huddled together. And they really, I mean, they take them to the hospital just to be sure, but they were okay. They were overall in good spirits and they were healthy. And I was wondering if there was a bear out there. You know, we did that story a couple of weeks ago. And
right, exactly.
I joked that there must have been a bear that helped them survive.
Yeah, go fit. Why not? You got another story here with these teens. You know, we love the young people because they know how to, you know, come up with ideas. And you got a boy who is falling off a ski lift, and these teens make a makeshift net, right?
That's right. So a boy was going up a chairlift. He's 8 years old and going up a chairlift, the chairlift on Groose Mountain. And he's with his dad and with another child on the lift. And somehow he didn't get secured right, and he's falling from the lift. And I guess there was music playing, so a lot of people didn't hear his dad shouting for help, and he's reaching for him and can't quite pull him up.
Oh,
well, 14-year-old James McDonald, who had been skiing and snowboarding with his friends, saw the boy falling, and he knew that the little boy wasn't going to be able to hold on much longer. So he looked around, and he decided to retrieve some netting. It's like the orange netting that shows
you. Yes, from the side on the barriers. Yes, exactly. Right.
So, that's right. And him and 12-year-old Josh Ravensbergen actually decided to, you know, put it underneath this little boy. And they said it took him some convincing to, you know, it took the 8-year-old some convincing to, like, let go.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you're just going to have to trust us. You're just going to have to trust us. And, like, they told him to take his skis off, which I thought was really smart of them because they said,
oh, that was good. That was my thought, is that what are you going to do with the skis? And, you know, because that could have caused all kinds of havoc, not to mention injury to the boys trying to catch him.
Oh, absolutely. And then you think about the netting, it gets tangled up in there. So, you know, what intelligent, quick-acting boys saving that little boy's life. I can't believe they're only 12 and 14 years old. It's so impressive. And
MacGyver lives.
You know,
it's MacGyver.
That's right.
Totally.
I know. That was some MacGyver stuff right there. MacGyver would be proud.
That's right. Well, you've got another story here where a student is saving up money to buy a wheelchair for a friend.
That's right. So an Arkansas teen, he decided to save up some money. He's like he's in Montgomery County. And, you know, so Brandon Quayles, one of his favorite things to do is go down the hallways of his high school, but he's in a wheelchair, and he was in a manual wheelchair, so it wasn't so easy for him.
Yeah.
But then his friend, Tanner Wilson, had been saving up for about 3 years to help buy an electric wheelchair for him, and he surprised him with it recently.
Oh.
And, you know, isn't that amazing for Tanner? He said, I just felt like it was the right thing to do. I felt like it was something I needed to do, and I wanted to do it. And his teachers were saying that's just typical Tanner. That's just the kind of person he is, wanting to look out for his friend. And, you know, Brandon couldn't be any more grateful. I've never seen anybody so happy to receive
any present. Can you imagine, you know, saving money for 3 years? I mean, most kids, you know, their attention span is measured in seconds, maybe a minute. But for 3 years to have this kind of focus for the sake of his friend, wow, that's the true definition
of
friendship, is it not? Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
how cool is that?
And, you know, it'll change his life. Yeah, it'll change his life for years to come, being able to get around more easily. I can't imagine how much easier it is to get around with an electric wheelchair than it is with a manual one. You know, I'm sure it just opens up the world to him. And I have a feeling there's a lifelong friendship ahead for these
Oh, you better believe it. This next story is incredible. Report of a second patient that has been reportedly cured of HIV. Tell us about this.
So researchers are expected to publish a report today in Nature. It's a leading science journal, and they're going to describe their findings at a press conference in Seattle. And, you know, the patient's still remaining anonymous. What they're calling it, some people are saying that it's remission, like long-term remission for 18 months, but then others are just saying this is a cure, which it's amazing, the strides. You know, you think about when the AIDS epidemic first started, like how dangerous it was, and it was just, there was no treatment at all, and to think there's a cure on the horizon for patients, that they're not showing any symptoms of HIV, and I mean, that's just absolutely, I mean, I can't imagine how many lives it would save. I can't wait to see people.
Yeah, this is something to rejoice over, as opposed to legislators up in New York rejoicing over signing a bill that kills unborn children. The yin and yang of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness here on Bill Martinez Live. Sam, how can people be in touch with you and get their story across and get some attention?
Okay, just send me an email at samscorner.bml@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you.
There she is, the good news girl. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
All right, yeah, thank you.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know that